Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
So the Giants picked up basically $10 million in salary cap money by trading for Alec Ogletree.
Right.
The Browns have picked up about $35.5 million, which includes the trade for Jarvis Landry and Tyrod Taylor. And then there's some draft picks that went back and forth. So those draft picks also have slotted money that goes against the salary cap. So you see these trades coming out, and then you take a look at, like, I'm trying to figure out what Buffalo's doing because it's fascinating to me. Because they traded Cordy Glenn to the Cincinnati Bengals, and they traded Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
That is huge money that is now being moved off the books, you know, and they sign
Lutualele.
Yeah, whatever you say it right. From the Carolina Panthers.
Tunga Viola.
I'm wondering if they're waiting for Ndamukong Suh to come free. You know,
what a waste, though.
Because Ndamukong Suh is going to come free. You know, it's just a question of as to when the Miami Dolphins are going to release him. Are they going to wait until June 1st or are they going to do it now? You know, they're holding on to him right now, as I understand it. I don't know if they're going to try to trade him or if they're I don't know what Miami's doing. That's the other thing.
Well, what is their plan? Right.
Now,
I mean, I can understand what the Bills are doing because they're clearing cap space fine, and they're also acquiring picks to move up to get a franchise quarterback.
That's right.
The Dolphins are doing what exactly? What is their plan?
Eddie's the Dolphin fan in the room. Eddie, do you have any understanding as to what Tannenbaum and boys are doing?
It's puzzling. You know, I heard for a while that they're going to try to go after Mayfield, but they'd have to trade up for that.
Yeah, I mean, but and then you think about, all right, so they get rid of Jarvis Landry, who was a big part of that team. They bring in Albert Wilson. They bring in, who else am I missing that they brought in?
Amendola,
that's right. And Amendola, who is just, I mean, on the Patriots, he's great, but I mean, you got to remember, they had Wes Welker before Wes Welker turned into Wes Welker in New England, right?
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. They're going to cut Ndamukong Suh. And then do what with that money? I'm totally confused. And they got, of course, Cutler's not going to come back. So you have Tannehill off the injury. It's a bizarre, bizarre way to build a team. Right.
I will say that John Dorsey, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, has really thus far had a great offseason. I would think if I were a Browns fan, I'd be pretty jacked up about what's going on, especially if they had Saquon Barkley and Josh Allen. I mean, that is a home run if they get that done. That is as good as it gets in the NFL from a standpoint of a front office guy making trades, doing things, trying to get the team, you know, back into the competitive mode. And, you know, for a team that's been getting its ass kicked for so long in its own division, to have a bell cow running back like Saquon Barkley and having a top-end quarterback of either Darnold or Josh Allen, how do you not say that guy hasn't had maybe the best offseason of any front office in the NFL thus far?
Jerry is here. He's got an update for us. Good morning, Jerry.
All right, guys. Good morning. We're brought to you by Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes this Saturday, March 17th at B.B. King's Times Square. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And indeed, the NFL was on fire yesterday. And yeah, the Jets got involved. Josh McCown, Teddy Bridgewater, Tremaine Johnson, Avery Williamson, and Isaiah Crowell. A couple of other notable ones. The Vikings give Kirk Cousins 3 years guaranteed, $84
million. You like that? Like that?
I mean, yeah, I'm not a Viking fan. Like I would not like that, but I'm not a Viking fan.
But you were fighting against me a little bit on where Cousins
was.
Yeah, remember?
How so?
Well, I was saying he wasn't top. He was like top 15, and you were like, it's amazing how much you dislike this guy. I think he's better than that. In one of the shows we did together.
Correct.
When Boomer was
don't think he's a bad. This money to me is stupid, though.
Well, but that's what I was going to take.
I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback.
It's not stupid, guys. It's basically supply and demand is what it is. And very rarely
sure.
Do you have a quarterback who is extremely healthy, right?
You're healthy too, apparently.
But extremely healthy, and who has had coming off of three straight 4,000-yard seasons, significantly more touchdowns than interceptions, high completion percentage. And if there was one thing, like let's just say, all right, he's the highest paid player in the league right now as we stand. What is the one thing that you that I would say is the criticism towards Kirk Cousins when you compare him to Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, I don't know, Matt Ryan you could throw in there probably, Matthew Stafford you could throw in there. What's the one criticism about Kirk Cousins that I could agree with in regards to those other quarterbacks?
Lack of postseason.
That's I'm thinking more about play style.
Oh,
he doesn't throw the ball down the field as much as some of those guys. You don't see him
cautious.
Launching the ball.
Right, he tends to be a little bit cautious. Now, to in his defense, they got rid of his wide receivers that he was having a lot of success with, DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon, and brought in Terrell Pryor.
Right.
So
he had Crowder there. He had Jordan Reed there when he was healthy. The weapons weren't great.
Never healthy.
Yeah. I mean, the weapons weren't great.
Yeah. So and he actually camouflaged a lot of those shortcomings for a dysfunctional franchise.
I guess to me, Boomer, when I look at the highest paid quarterback in the league, there's only a few guys that should be making that kind of money. He's not one of them.
Yeah, but again, it's supply and demand.
I understand. He should not be making more than Drew Brees.
Well, every quarterback in the league should be kissing his butt for doing what he did.
Okay, good for him.
So
I'm not saying
whether it be Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, or Aaron Rodgers, whoever the next guys with the next set of contracts are going to leapfrog him.
And if you also remember, one of the things I said was, it's got to be a deal that makes sense. I think he's a good quarterback. This, to me, I'm sorry, doesn't make
sense. It's a three-year deal. It's not a five-year deal. It's a three-year deal.
It's $28 million a year guaranteed.
Now,
and the salary cap just went up significantly.
If they start cutting guys off that defense, I have a big problem with it. But apparently their cap guy, this Brzezinski, is a genius there in Minnesota, and he'll figure it out.
I also think, too, the highest paid player needs to be like the best player.
I'll tell you what I like. I like the fact that the Will family, who are from New Jersey over here, are spending money and building a franchise.
Oh, yeah. They're all in with that team, man. I know. That's great.
Stadium there with their practice facility and everything that's going on. And I know that there's always going to be criticism in regards to stadiums and public financing and all that other stuff. And rightfully so, there should be. But from a fan standpoint,
oh, they're all in.
Oh my God! They've done to that franchise over the last 10 years.
No, without a doubt, the old decrepit Metrodome to now. I mean, it really is amazing.
Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler go to the Titans. Danny Woodhead released by the Ravens. Sam Bradford to the Cardinals. I mentioned Drew Brees, 2 years, $50 million. Mohammed Wilkerson to the Packers. What's that?
Did you see Eric Weddle's tweet in regards to Sam Bradford?
He's right.
He's 100% right.
Yeah, but Eric Weddle should just button it up, man. Say, look, you want all these guys getting paid. I don't care who it is. Just everybody get paid. That's what you want. If you are a player.
They are getting paid.
And I know that. So Sam Bradford makes $20 million in this deal.
Right, there's another one.
Why?
Right, exactly. Why? But
because they needed a quarterback, and he was out there, and he's had some success in his career. He's just got an 80-year-old's knee.
And Eric Weddle basically comes out and says Sam Bradford has gotten paid more for nothing than anybody in the history of the NFL.
He's right. I mean, something like $130 million.
And you know what?
That's because he came out prior to the rookie salary cap.
So you come
structure.
At this from the player perspective, and I totally understand
that.
I understand and I get it. I come at it where I see my DirecTV bill going through the roof every year if I want to get the stupid Sunday ticket. If you want to go to a game, the tickets aren't any more $30 anymore. You got personal seat licenses. You know what it all does? It all sucks. It does. When you've got Kirk Cousins making $28 million a year, great. Everybody gets paid. At the end of the day, everything goes up except for the common person's salary, and it's harder to do these things to these games and to watch these games now. That's a fact.
You blame the actors or the singer-songwriters?
It's different. I'm sorry. It's different. I don't want to hear the entertainment thing. Sports and it is.
So,
it's different.
Every time Kirk Cousins steps on the field, he risks blowing a knee out, blowing a neck out.
Hold on a second.
Carried off in a stretcher.
Sports and entertainment are not the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
It's an entertainment ticket. Yes, they are.
No, wrong. Entertainment is scripted. Sports is not. It's supposed to be more real.
If you want to buy a movie ticket, buy a movie ticket.
I can for $15.
The Shape
of Water.
Go watch The Shape of Water for $15.
Then go watch it. Then
I can't go to an NFL game for $15.
I understand that. I hate the fact that's the way it is because I have season tickets for the New York Rangers. I know how expensive they are, But I'm just telling you that these players,
and it's going to continue.
I get time, it. For these players, for a long, long time, have been underpaid and underappreciated.
Yeah, I guess that NFL is dying conversation doesn't happen today, right?
Not so much.
Not at all. Especially when Fox is spending $60 million a game for Thursday Night Football.
It's amazing.
Good Lord. All right, spring baseball. Yankees-Tigers played to a 2-2 tie. A couple of things here. Another home run for Didi Gregorius, his third of the spring. And CC Sabathia, one run over four innings. Here's CC. Are you close to being ready?
Yeah. I mean, I want my slider to be a little better. Cutter was kind of inconsistent, but yeah, I mean, I feel good.
All good for them. Yankees will play the Orioles today. Chance Adams will get the start. Yankees sending Gleyber Torres to minor league camp, so he will not be with the big club when the season begins.
Well, that's over with.
Yes, pretty much, which we knew with Brandon Drury and Neil Walker and all that. Mets had two games. They lost both of them, lost to the Astros 6-1, but Brandon Nimmo did homer, a couple of hits for Jay Bruce. Noah Syndergaard allows two runs over 4 2/3. He also was named the opening day starter.
Would you trade Juan Lagares if you could?
What are you getting? Yeah,
I don't know. Would you? I mean, right now,
I'd consider it, sure.
Are the Mets, do they have enough depth? When is Conforto coming back?
Probably May.
I would say the first week of May, hopefully.
Yeah, there are reports out there that people have called the Mets or other teams have called the Mets.
I see that, yeah.
Inquiring about Juan Lagares.
Well, that's fine. You know what? It'll probably turn into an MVP candidate. I would trade for him right now.
He was a gold glove winner. I mean, no, it's not like he doesn't have ability.
The guy misses so many games, dude.
He does. Yes, he does. You're right. Here's Mickey Callaway. Noah isn't just throwing anymore.
He's a guy that wants to pitch, which is really good to see.
And why Noah on opening day?
You know, I think he's deserved it. He's looked great. He did a great job this offseason of getting his body where it needed to be.
Now, Jacob DeGrom will not be ready for opening day, but name the second game starter, which will be the Saturday after they have that day off on Friday.
So he won't be ready for opening day. He'll be ready for two days
They said the calendar doesn't match up properly.
Oh, I see.
And plus, Syndergaard's throwing well. Zach Wheeler, 5 runs over 3 innings. Mets lost to the Nationals 7-4. Ahmed Rosario, 2-for-4, the double and a home run. Mets sending Tim Tebow to minor league camp. He's expected to play at AA Binghamton this year. David Wright, not a surprise, shut down for 8 more weeks. Yoenis Cespedes, day-to-day sore wrist. Mickey Callaway said just nothing unusual. Mets play the Marlins today. Steven Matz the start there. Mavericks beat the Knicks 110-97. Wow.
Yes.
Knicks have lost 8 straight and 16 of 17. This game was, I think Mike Breen has just had it so much that he said, screw it. Clyde, you do the play-by-play.
Oh, the good strip by Smith. Watch this stuff, folks. The Rock Me Baby slamming and jamming.
It's Clyde on MSG.
Just
I don't know if Mike was there
Breen
or not. I'm not
taking
sure.
Taking his tie off.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
That was about as despicable and disgraceful play of basketball as you will ever see. You just lost to maybe the worst team in basketball on your home court. And
yep.
Not only were you beaten, you were embarrassed.
That's right.
So goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. See you. Goodbye. Yep. Goodbye, Jeff Hornacek. Goodbye, you know, everybody else. Goodbye.
And it's still not going to be.
It's ridiculous. That
still not
going to
get a top three pick.
Was about as disgraceful as it gets.
And there's
honestly
still 2 games ahead of the Mavericks, by the way.
Hell, the Mavericks owner told them, lose, guys,
I know.
Lose. and then they couldn't even lose.
Nets lost to the Raptors 116-102. The game was closer than this. Toronto outscores Brooklyn in the second half 59-35, but a big fourth quarter did them in. Third quarter, too, obviously. But DeMar DeRozan at 15, Valanciunas at 26. D'Angelo Russell gets out to an amazing start. 24 points in the first quarter, hits his first 7 threes, wound up scoring 32. They kind of clamped down on him in the second half as he discusses what changed for him.
They trapped me. They forced me to, you know, pass it. We just missed shots down the stretch. I think we make those shots, it might be a different game.
So Toronto's won 9 straight and 16 of 17 as they have been pretty damn good. Thunder beat the Hawks 119-107. The story of Russell Westbrook, 100th career triple-double. 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists.
I love Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
He's the MVP.
Cavaliers hammered the Suns 129-107. LeBron James 28-13-11. He was asked after the game, so another triple-double for him. It was a scrimmage, I agree. Has the up-tempo game given you more opportunity to have nights like this?
Just say I'm like fine wine. I get better with age. That's what he says. More possession of my ass. What are you talking about? I'm getting better with age. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, well,
oh boy.
He had a big game last night. Lakers beat the Nuggets 112-103.
He's always been very humble, that LeBron.
It's kind of like you. You know, you were patting yourself on the back yesterday.
I was.
Three or four different times.
Well, I mean, I learned from the best.
three or four different times.
No, maybe it was five just, or six different
maybe
times.
Maybe five or six,
yeah,
yes.
Thank you, Jerry.
And I looked at, again, I look at the box score. Lonzo Ball, Isaiah Thomas had 23 points, yeah. 12 in the fourth quarter as the Lakers beat the Nuggets. Spurs crushed the Magic 108-72. LaMarcus Aldridge did score 24. Radford beat LIU Brooklyn, first four NCAA tournaments. So that ends for the Blackbirds, 71-61 the final. St. Bonaventure over UCLA, 65-58. Texas Southern, NC Central tonight. Followed by Syracuse and Arizona State. We'll have the games on the fan for you at 6:30. Rangers host the Penguins tonight, and the Devils skate in Las Vegas against the Golden Knights.
There's still six teams worse than the Knicks.
That's
in the
unbelievable. Because the Knicks,
well, the Grizzlies
play
have
any
lost
worse,
18 in a row.
Could not have played any worse than they did last night.
They played too good in the beginning.
Six teams. How is that possible?
Because there's a lot. Here's what you have: really good teams and a lot of really bad teams, and not much in between right now. It's true.
The Mavericks, the Kings, the Suns, the Grizzlies, the Hawks, the Magic,
and the
Nets,
right?
And the Bulls all have worse records than the
right.
Knicks.
I don't see that. You know, what did we talk about? I remember you and I had a bet. How many more games the Knicks would win?
I think you set the under over at 7 or 8, and they've won one.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I took the under.
Yeah, and you are going to win in a landslide.
I got a friend of mine.
You know what? You know what's going to end up happening? They're going to end up winning their last two games of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Because the other team they're playing against doesn't care, and they're going to get knocked out of the
lottery.
They
don't care.
You watch.
This guy goes to me, friend of mine. He's like, yeah, I'm going to see the Knicks on Thursday. I'm like, why? Why are you going
well,
to the
Garden? I'm looking at it as an opportunity to get to the Garden for an inexpensive price.
Yeah, I guess.
Your buddy got free tickets.
He must have. Come on. It's the Sixers, and they're kind of fun, I guess. But still, what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. How could you be that bad? I have, like, the seventh pick. It's unbelievable to me.
All right, 642 on a bag. Good job there, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.